Well, are you thanking God it's Friday? I don't know if I am or not. I've had a pretty darn good week. And I've been searching for good news lately because there's certainly a plethora of bad news. And you know, there is some, and we're going to cover some of that. Welcome along to the Power Hour radio show. My name is Karen Cataline, and I'm a commentator, columnist, all-around rabble-rouser. And I hope you're rabble-rousing in your sphere of influence, too, because, well, we're living in astonishing times, that's for sure. Let me do this, all right? Let's just focus here on this. So we're seeing, I'm just going to jump right in here, we are seeing a lot of pushback on the jab. Now, obviously, and it's to be expected, the tyrants and the powers that be, that I call them the baby doc dictators, who somehow think they own your body and own your right to decide what goes in your body or, for that matter, out of it. No, they don't. They're the ones lecturing us about my body, my choice. But that, as we have found out, was simply a lie, like so many of the other lies that we're watching today. We're watching two universes, the reality on the ground and the reality that they want us to believe. Most people now, more and more, are seeing that these guys lie. And when one of my favorite mottos is this, falsus in uno, falsus in omnibus. It's like the two Latin phrases I know. One is e pluribus unum, from many one, and falsus in uno, falsus in omnibus, which is used sometimes, or at least the principle and the concept is used to educate jurors on how they should decide cases. And they are told, this is good enough for jurors, it's good enough for me, that if they believe that a witness is not credible in one thing that he said, if they believe, for example, that a witness is lying about something, they're allowed to discount the entire testimony. Now, would that more Americans, and frankly they are finding this out, I believe, figure out that we've been lied to and lied to and lied to again. So to consider any of these people have credibility, least of all, Fascist Fauci, or I love that book. I got to remember Steve Dace's book. I know this is a tangent. Steve Dace's book, Faucian Bargain. He made a Faustian bargain with the devil. And he's still the guy who had a lot to do with unleashing the virus, which is not as deadly as they would like you to believe, but certainly being used as a weapon to impose communism and socialism and tyranny on the formerly free West. Boy, that was a lot of a lot to say in one sentence. So all of that, and we should believe these people? No, we shouldn't. Falsus in uno, falsus in omnibus. Case in point, our news. Thank you very much, Catherine, for some of the news. You can look at, find more of it at thepowerhournation.com, powerhour.com. Thousands are protesting as Italy's COVID pass becomes mandatory for workers. So a mandate for all workers in Italy to show a government-issued COVID-19 pass. Is that a vax passport? You better believe it is. And don't believe the presidential potted plant, Joe Biden. Let's go, Brandon. We can talk about that, too. We'll never have vax passports in this country. No, we're just a little hindered by that pesky little thing called the separation of powers, the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, all the things this country has revered and we've lived under for well over 200 years. That's just a pesky interference to these communists. They would love to have a vax passport, and they will get one way or the other, or so they think. But people in Italy are protesting and largely being ignored by the media, nevertheless. Corporate media is largely silent as millions protest vaccine mandates worldwide. This is an extension of what I just said about Italy. We're seeing all kinds of protests everywhere as people are realizing that a tyrannical government is trying to jab them, or as Alan Dershowitz, who's clueless on this point, wants to plunge a needle in their arm, and we don't even know what's in the darn things, except that we know it's neither safe nor effective. That doesn't matter. We must be forced to take it anyway. They don't care if we know their lies. They just want us to obey them anyway. You know, if you grit your teeth and you say you're lying, but I'll do it anyway, they don't care. They don't care what you think or believe as long as you sit down, shut up, and do as you're told. Americans have never been really good at that, thank God, although they certainly have been trying their best to break Americans down, break their resolve down, dumb them down, and re-edumacate them into believing that socialism is actually a financial alternative to free markets and capitalism. It is not. Tyranny, authoritarianism, and force is required for any of those systems I just mentioned to work. So, here's the news. Corporate media largely silent as millions protest vaccine mandates worldwide. When protests in the United States happen that help the establishment in some way, whether by stoking a divide or pushing an establishment agenda, corporate media is all over that, bombarding us with news of packed streets. However, when massive crowds take to the streets to have their anti-establishment voices heard, crickets. And this, from this news item, cites not only MSNBC, CNN, but Fox News as well. So people are protesting this all over the place. Case in point, the wonderful and marvelous adjectives here. Southwest Airline pilots. Now, I used to like Southwest Airlines. I used to think they were one of the better ones. They certainly were one of the better ones with the mask mandates. They treat people like humans. But you know what? They're not treating their pilots like humans. And it turns out that a good many of the pilots at Southwest Airlines are retired Air Force. And they're not having it. So when Southwest lied and said, oh, it was just a little mess up, no, all of those pilots took their holiday and vacation days at the same time because they were preparing to get fired. In other words, they ain't taking it, ladies and gentlemen. They ain't being forced to take a forced shot of something they don't know what it is and is killing people. I read a story where a plane had to make an emergency landing because, sadly, tragically, one of the pilots died while in the air right after taking one of those vaccines. Do you think these people who are trying to force, coerce, and bully people into taking this shot care one bit about the deaths that have been reported from this shot? No, they're trying to suppress that information. That alone should cause people pause. Oh my. Here's another little news tidbit. In the UK, lab produced an estimated 43,000 incorrect COVID test results. So now you have to be frequently tested if you refuse to get the vax, but they're going to force the vax on you too. They don't care if the test is inaccurate, because I've heard of many cases where a kiwi fruit tested positive for the supposedly dreaded coronavirus. It isn't dreaded. Nobody's dying of the flu anymore. You know why? Because everything, including motorcycle accidents, are being attributed to the deadly COVID-19 virus. And sadly, a lot of people are still terrified staying in their homes, dying of mental illness and loneliness because they believe the frenzy that the media and the politicians have whipped them into. That alone is criminal, let alone everything else that we are watching. So let me, in our, we have a little bit of time left. By the way, if you'd like to call in and chat and you're listening at the time that we go on the air, which is 11 a.m. Central Time, 11 to 1 Central, or you might be listening to the podcast, but always consider listening live, because then if your host, whomever it may be, is taking phone calls, then you can call in. I love taking phone calls. So the number is 844-769-2944, 844-769-2944. What I wanted to, I alluded to the fact that there's this thing out there called Let's Go Brandon. Now, obviously, you've heard about this. And I'm convinced that this is one of the all-time great examples of fighting pop culture, using pop culture to fight pop culture. You know, we lament way too much. I know I lament way too much about how the left, the virulent, hostile, hateful left, has infiltrated every sphere of influence, from K-12 education to the universities, to the judiciary, certainly to the Congress and our government, Hollywood, gosh, everywhere. Big corporations have now been infiltrated with this, I hate even calling it wokeness, because wokeness is so benign compared to what this is. When you've got an iconic American brand like Coca-Cola teaching its employees to be less white, that ain't woke. That's socialism. You see this black-white divide that they're pushing, having it in for white people and elevating black people as if they're some kind of a mascot, which is also racist, by the way. What they're doing is engaging in the kind of Marxism that Black Lives Matter and others are pushing. This is pure Marxism. The only difference, as we've discussed before, is that instead of the rich and the poor, it's the black against the white, the ethnic people of color against white people. No, it's all, to use their term, misappropriation of our country. They're trying to, quote, occupy our country by taking it over. So I'm always in search of really, really great fight back methods, including Gandhi's civil disobedience, of which I am a great fan. But Gandhi didn't have to deal with this immediate media culture where we live not only in sound bites, but in hashtags. We live in hashtags. Twitter and the Twitterverse, as they call it, and these people who are telling you what you can and cannot say, think, or believe, and then cutting you out if you're, and telling you you're not welcome if you don't talk or speak or think the way they want you to. And here, of all places, on college football stadiums, has come the phrase almost at all the college games, something the dutiful communist media will not tell, propaganda media, okay? I keep throwing these words around, and I apologize. It's just sometimes I get worked up. Propaganda media refuses to even report this, but they got caught in the act of reporting it during a football game, okay? And the three words are F, and you know what that is, because everybody knows what it is now, F Joe Biden. At almost every college football game, you're hearing chants of F Joe Biden. Now, I thought that would never happen simply for so many reasons, but partly because conservative, liberty-loving people don't throw the F word around quite as much as those who don't care. We heard F Trump on the Emmys during the Trump administration, on the Tonys, whatever. Great Robert De Niro, I'm being facetious, who I used to love because I'm a Godfather geek. and Robert De Niro lost his cookies. And all he did is stand up on the podium during an awards, one of those self-congratulatory award shows, and said, F Trump, and then, like, walked off the stage. And they were cheered for that. Now you're getting F Joe Biden. The media won't report it. But what is great, as you well know, is that a reporter was caught while they were saying that. And someone said, well, what are they saying? What are they saying? And because I guess there was a NASCAR driver or somebody, God, I'm sorry, I don't know the whole story. People didn't understand. How did they get from F Joe Biden to Let's Go Brandon? But that, in fact, happened. And so now the media is reporting writ large everywhere you go, Let's Go Brandon. And that has backfired big time on them, because everybody knows what the college kids were really saying. There's an audio, which I can't play for you, in which everybody heard what they were saying. So it reminds me a little bit of Baghdad Bob. Remember that in the Iraq War, when Baghdad Bob said, there are no American soldiers in Baghdad. Meanwhile, the American soldiers are marching right behind him. I never thought America would be degraded to such a point at which we'd have a whole slew of Baghdad Bobs. But sure enough, we do. We are living in a propaganda media time in which you really can't believe or trust what anybody says anymore. And you know what? That's not all a bad thing. It really isn't. But one more word about Let's Go Brandon. Now that it's all gotten out there that Let's Go Brandon really means F Joe Biden, and this is the media's attempt to cover it up in front of our very noses, like they're trying to cover up that the vaccine is killing people, but they don't want you to know, and they don't care, which is even more disturbing. Like the media is trying to cover up that tons of people are getting sick with the virus who have been fully 100% double, triple, quadruple vaccinated. So that's a lie. The lies just continue and continue, and they want us to believe that they are now truthful. I've come full circle. Falsus in uno, falsus in omnibus. Once you see them in a lie, you can't go back in the dark and think that they are honest brokers. They're not honest brokers. But another lesson here that is just so wonderful is that you could take a 700 word commentary or 24 or 48 or 63 talking heads talking about liberty, 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 and none of them have been as effective as F. Joe Biden. This went viral. That's the kind of virus I love seeing. Not only is there pushback, but nobody had to read a book on how to do it. They just did it in the vein of the kind of pop culture immediacy that we live in today. And so that's a good thing. Sometimes the greatest pushback of all can just crop up when you least expect it, when you think you're going to have to educate the public, which we do, of course. Everybody has their part to play. Thank you, William Shakespeare. But I'm telling you, sometimes either young people or people come up with these things on their own. They don't sit, and maybe somebody sat around in a smoke-filled room and figured it out, but I don't think so. I think that easy come, easy go. If people can jump on a bandwagon, they can jump off just as quickly. And the bandwagon right now, thank God, is F. Joe Biden. And now, Let's Go Brandon has become shorthand for F. Joe Biden. Isn't that great? So now, you don't even have to use profanity. You can just say, Let's Go Brandon, and everybody knows what you mean. That is immediacy for the politically resistant types, I guess you could say. This is resistance for our day, for our time. It's the same kind of political resistance, but it is done so by people who understand that we don't have time anymore. I mean, most people, if they scan the news, they're doing well. Or if they even read a headline, most people are taking in so much, usually not very useful information, tedium, and there's so much tedium put out online that all you can do is scan and throw out as much of it as you can. That's kind of it right now. And so it's a good thing. To that point about writing a perfectly useless or not very important op-ed, I want to kind of tease this for our second hour, and that is I wrote a piece called Coming Attractions, How the Left Stole Christmas, and it occurred to me, now I've been concerned as a person who does most of the shopping in my house. I know you probably, you know, if you're one of the people who do most of the grocery shopping in your house, you've noticed that shelves are becoming a little more sparse out there. I've been noticing it for a couple of months. That's validated by the numerous ships sitting out in California in the Pacific waiting to unload their goods, and they can't unload. There are no trucks to take them anywhere. And this crisis seems to be escalating just in time for the holidays. I submit to you, ladies and gentlemen, this is no accident. It is not an accident that there will be fewer, there could be a food shortage, God forbid. There could be a lot of shortages. It's the Grinch! I don't have enough time to tell you everything about this, so I will cover it in the second hour. I hope you'll join us. The Grinch isn't going to steal Christmas. Dare I say. Kara Kettleine on the Power Hour radio show. We got to take a break. We'll be right back after this. Stay tuned.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with Olive Oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that Olive Oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Hi, this is Jay with the Power Mall.
Stock up now on your winter wellness essentials from OptiVita Health with our buy two, get one 50% off sale. Save on OptiVita Silver Liquid, Silver Gel, Silver Lozenges, Vitamin C, Vitamin D, Super Krill Oil, and don't forget your Silver Spray Accessory Kit. Shop the sale until October 31st. To order, visit thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
That is such nice music, don't you think? I think that's lovely. Just kind of eases you in from music to talking. Karen Cataline with you here on the Power Hour Radio Show. Always a pleasure to sit in the chair and do the Power Hour. I neglected to mention, and this is a perfect segue to our first guest, today's Friday, which means it's Cash Friday. I love Cash Friday. I have taken this on. I've been doing Cash Friday on Tuesdays and Thursdays and Sundays. Cash Friday is one of many ways to fight back, ladies and gentlemen, and our next guest knows it and loves it because he had Catherine Austin Fitz on the day after I did here on the Power Hour, and she introduced it to everyone. You can even do that, by the way, Cash Friday, to fight the supposed, not the supposed, I think, these people who fancy themselves are betters, want to create a cashless society so they can monitor and surveil your every move. Guess what? None of their business. So pay cash on Fridays or even Wednesdays, but especially Fridays. So Patrick Wood is the one who had Catherine Austin Fitz on. Loved it. Loved it. Patrick Wood is a leading and critical expert on sustainable development. Now, at first blush, that sounds like he's a liberal. He ain't. Green economy, Agenda 21, 2030 agenda, and what I believe he coined the term, and I've used it many times since, technocracy. He's the author of Technocracy Rising, the Trojan Horse of Global Transformation. He wrote that in 2015, and he co-authored a book called Trilaterals Over Washington, Volumes 1 and 2, with a late Anthony C. Sutton. Welcome to the Power Hour Radio Show, Patrick Wood.
Always good to be back. Thank you.
Yeah. So are you celebrating Cash Friday like I am?
I am, and I love it. That to everybody.
You betcha. Happy Friday. It's no longer Thank God It's Friday. It's Thank God It's Cash Friday.
Yes.
We have a lot to talk about, so we're going to dive right in. First, I want to direct everybody to your website, citizensforfreespeech.org. You're doing great, great work there, as well as www.technocracy.news, where people can read about the technocracy. And I've been ranting ad nauseum about that privately, about the intrusions there. But I want to start kind of backwards. When you had your meeting in which you had a slew of stellar guests, it was several weeks ago, you saved the story for the very end. And boy, it was worth it. I had to go back and watch it again. And you have created something called the White Rose Campaign. And I would love for you to share with our listeners what that's all about and why it's so significant for now and for today.
Well, I sure will. And I have to say straight off, I really didn't create that any more than I created the Cash Friday concept.
Sure.
It fits. It just absolutely fits what we're doing at Citizens for Free Speech, because we believe that the death of free speech will be the death of America. And this is why it's so important to keep our freedom of speech alive, to keep the First Amendment alive.
Mm-hmm.
And what the White Rose movement actually was a small group of young students back in Nazi Germany, 1942, started this campaign or this movement called the White Rose back then. And they were medical students mostly at University of Berlin, who had seen the book burning, who the guys who had been deployed to the front lines somewhere in the German conquest saw the atrocities that were taking place out, you know, in the military, and they were greatly moved to resist in a passive way Nazi Germany and the Nazi philosophy, the Nazi domination of all speech and all concept and so on. And they decided that they would write some pamphlets, some leaflets, and send those around to not only students, but to people in Germany, just normal citizens, to help them grow a backbone to fight this concept of, you know, free speech being clobbered. And Germany back in that day, for those who don't know anything about Germany during World War II, the German citizenry before World War II were fiercely proud of their engineering skills and their scientific developments and stuff, all of which was predicated on free speech, because that's where debate happens. That's where scientific debate happens, as well as just debate on stuff in society. So they were fiercely proud of their ability to use free speech to advance, you know, whatever, humanity and the sciences and education. And they were appealing to that conscience in Germany. Sophie Scholl and her cohorts were finally arrested in 1943. They were tried by a German court. Actually, it was not a German court, really. It was a Nazi Gestapo court, mostly a kangaroo court. And they were found guilty, and they were executed on the same day by guillotine, by the way. Not the best way to go. Well, I guess it's quick. But, the story is just amazing, because here you have a 21-year-old beautiful young lady who had a great future ahead of her, a great life. She wasn't married. She was a Christian, by the way. And she just had an attack of conscience. She says, I can't not speak up. I can't not say anything. And, you know, on the way to her execution, her last words are recorded. And here they are. This is a direct quote. How can we expect righteousness to prevail when there's hardly anyone willing to give themselves up individually to a righteous cause?
Close. Oh. Wow.
Really hurts, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Well, this whole movement from 1943 speaks forward in time to us today. I fully believe that. Now,
So do I.
I'll relate a dream that Sophie Scholl had the night before she was executed. This dream that she had was reported to, I'm not into dreamology, okay? I'm just saying this was a dream she had. And it was recorded. She told it to her cellmate, who happened to be a communist, by the way, another female. Sophie was not a communist, but she made friends with this lady in prison. And she said, I had a dream last night. And she said, this is what it was. She says, I was carrying a baby up the hill, up the mountain. And I got to the top of the mountain and I placed a baby on the other side of the top of the mountain. And she says, I believe what we, and that was her dream, basically. But she said, I think what this means is that I have carried this baby, if you will.
Oh.
To be placed on the other side of the mountain where it has a long life to live. And what she had started on that side of the mountain is now rolling down our side of the mountain. And it's a tremendous call to courage, to morality, to ethics. I mean, it's just, when I first discovered this whole thing, it just literally just moved me to tears.
Mm.
The first brochure they wrote, the first leaflet they wrote, started out with this sentence. Nothing is more shameful to a civilized nation than to allow itself to be governed by an irresponsible clique of sovereigns who have given themselves over to dark urges. Without resisting.
Wow.
These are students. These are young students that wrote this. Is timeless, timeless words.
Yes.
The same paragraph that just goes on. It says, this is a direct quote again, who among us can imagine the degree of shame that will come upon us and upon our children when the veil falls from our faces and the unlawful crimes that infinitely exceed any human measure are exposed to the light of day.
Oh, my. Oh, my. Oh, truer words have never been spoken.
This type of poetry, well, it's not poetry, but I mean the way this is written, it rivals something, you know, that Bob Dylan might have written, you know, in his glory days of poetry.
Yeah.
It's like, wow. This is the resistance.
Where can we find that? Is that at your website?
It is. It's on our blog on the website.
Whole thing where we can read it for ourselves.
Yep.
I think. Information's sake, where do we find that? Is it under resources at Citizens for Free Speech?
Blog. It's under the blog area.
It's under the blog. Okay.
Yeah.
I mean that, and here's the thing. I think people, especially people of around our age, I don't know how old you are, and I'm not going to say at this point, but I'm a middle-aged white woman who complains a lot. I'm a Karen, so the fact that we have had the blessings of liberty in this country is double-edged sword in a way, because we got real, real comfortable, number one. And number two, a lot of us are still in shock that this could happen in America, because we remember when America was free. We couldn't, it would be an anathema for any government, instead of trying to do the bidding of the people, to mandate and control the people and tell the people what they will and will not put in their own bodies, let alone everything else. Which is putting us on notice that, okay, we're your dictators now. They might as well have said so in words. They might as well have said, we're going authoritarian now. You better come along because it ain't stopping. Well, I'm not convinced it's not stopping yet, but I am convinced that they've put us on notice. Where was I going with this? We in our generation, couldn't imagine that anything like this could happen in America. And as I say, that's a good thing and a bad thing. We've enjoyed liberty. We understand what it is, but we also thought it could never happen here. And it is happening here right now.
Yes. Yes, it is indeed. And
yeah.
I tell my Second Amendment friends, advocate friends, and by the way, I'm totally constitutional guy myself. I believe in the Second Amendment, that we really need to hang on to our guns and in defense of liberty. But I don't ever want to meet him on the street, you know what I mean? I don't want to see it go there.
Oh no. Of course. You prepare for a lot of things that you hope never happen.
That's right.
Right?
It's a powerful deterrent against tyranny.
Right.
However, I want to say that if we do not keep the First Amendment, we will soon meet the Second Amendment.
Yeah.
That's why they put
and, and it's not an accident that they've been trying to dismantle that one for decades. Nobody who this is a double negative. Nobody who doesn't mean you harm wants to disarm a law-abiding citizen unless they have evil intent.
Yes.
I mean, let's just, you know, lay it there. We want to have time to talk about what you actually were here to talk about, which is 100% related to all of this, every bit of it. And that is Citizens for Free Speech stands with Australian citizens in defense of free speech. Talk about this piece that is posted by Bob Franz on your website, October 1st.
Yes, yes, indeed. Bob is our National Director of Communications, by the way.
Fitting, isn't it?
He's a talk show host with Salem Radio. Pretty well known. He's based in Cleveland, but he often does substitute work for Larry Elder and Dennis Prager and a few other the big Salem hosts.
Right.
But we decided that we needed to support our Liberty brethren, if you will, down in Australia, because they are overwhelmed right now with attacks on free speech. And tyranny is just taking over. And the sad thing about, really sad thing about Australia is that the citizens gave up their guns several years ago. The government came in and said, you don't need guns. We'll take your guns. And they did. And so the civilian population, by and large, is completely defenseless. And tyranny has descended like the worst plague that mankind has ever seen on Australia. And what's ironic, and we have a lot of friends, I have to say, in Australia have been writing to us, but it's ironic that even 15 years ago, we used to have conversations, kind of tongue-in-cheek, a little bit joke, you know, when things get tough in America, say, where can we go? And we always said, Australia is where we need to go. You know, that's, we could live in Australia and be free and have, you know, great rights and privileges.
And quickly things change.
Didn't move to Australia, I have to say.
Yeah.
But they were once a free nation, and now much of the nation has been totally conquered by this tyranny, this COVID tyranny. And
remind people a little bit of what is going on there. I mean, you're watching it even closer than I am, but there's a couple stories that are just astonishing that you'd think would never happen in a country like Australia. People being arrested for sitting on a park bench, elderly couple being harassed and bullied because they don't have a mask on in a park.
Mm-hmm.
And more, right?
Yes, yes. The police have just gone crazy in enforcing these rules. They're not laws, by the way. They're just, you know, rules that somebody came up with, like a dictator would.
Yes.
And the police have been willing to go along with it. I guess maybe they want to keep their jobs. Who knows? Maybe they just like to beat up old ladies and old men. I don't know. But they are arresting people for the craziest things. If you're found on the wrong side of the street in your block, you can get arrested, too. You know, they're basically saying, people, that we will tell you where you can be and what you can do and where you can go, period. And if you step out of those boundaries, we will arrest you. We will fine you. And in some cases, people have gotten beat up. I watched a video of one young lady that must have been in her 20s who didn't.
I saw it.
Bath. Yeah. They beat her up. It's like, this just can't be happening.
And she was while she was getting beat up, she was in a state of disbelief. All this for a mask? Are you kidding me? I remember that. That's what she was saying. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
And by the way, in the discussions that I've had with, British subject countries like South Africa and Australia, they had been completely convinced that guns were evil, that America was Dodge City, and they said, see, there's no problem. We don't have guns. We're a civilized society. Nothing happened terrible when they took away our guns. We're just perfectly fine. I wonder what those people are saying today, don't you?
Well, I know what they're saying today. You know, darn.
Darn.
I shouldn't have done it. Well,
because consequences don't always come immediately, or in the reverse, you know, revenge is a dish best served cold. So they wait until people get really used to the idea that nobody having guns is perfectly normal, that people being unable to defend themselves and their family is just fine. Right. Yeah. That didn't work in America thus far, but boy, they keep working on it, don't they, Beto O'Rourke?
This is a great lesson for us in America that we need to resist all of the attempts to wipe guns out of our society. It's so thin anymore and just so patently ridiculous that anybody with a straight mind ought to just, you know, say, no, you're not going to do it, period. But it is just a deterrent. I want to stress that. It's like, you remember like during the Cold War, we had the nuclear deterrent.
Yes.
Everybody had so many nuclear bombs that they didn't dare pull the trigger and blow it.
That's all it is.
Well,
it's exactly that. And I've had Patrick, we're talking to Patrick Wood, by the way, for Citizens, for freespeech.com. I've had discussions with, people who believe in limits. They claim to still believe in the Second Amendment, but oh, there should be limits, because do you really think that people with a handgun or even an AR-15 are going to stop America with nukes? Well, our presidential potted plant all but threatened American citizens with that very thing, did he not? And that's not the purpose of the Second Amendment, is it?
No. No, it's really not. And, you know, all of the efforts to compromise our thinking on the Second Amendment are just that. They're compromised. And inch by inch, they will take away all the rights eventually. We're struggling with it right now. There's so many laws and stuff. You know, if you ever get in a self-defense situation where if you are in possession of a firearm and somebody's trying to kill you and you shoot and kill them or harm them, you're virtually guaranteed to lose all your savings to lawyers to defend yourself in court. Mm-hmm.
That's not constitutional.
It's not. It's
no. Do they care? I don't think they care.
They don't care. So these are your restrictions, right? Now, that's a kind of restriction, if you will.
It is. It is. Let's talk about what Citizens for Free Speech is doing to stand with Australian citizens in defense of their free speech rights.
Boy, I wish we could do more. You know, all we can do is like we write a press release. We tell our members, hey, pay attention to the Aussies down there. I mean, you can't go down there and do anything. In fact, you go down there, you're going to get thrown in quarantine right away. So don't go near there. But
so happens I have a stepson who's there right now working for an American company.
Awareness is important for our sake. Awareness is important that we understand we don't want to go where they are right now in Australia, where the government is taking these people. Otherwise, the people are pretty much just like us. You know, they're just, I've met many Aussies over my life and I've corresponded with a lot of them stuff. Beautiful people by and large, just normal, ordinary people. Just, hey, I just want to get on with my life. I want to, you know, have a family and whatever. That they're under duress. So we need to support them. Mm-hmm. Some people suggest, well, we should be praying for them. I agree. But, you know, the moral support that we can give them at this point may be some small encouragement to them to resist. They're in a position where Sophie Scholl was in 1943, honestly, right now.
Yeah, they are.
Say the wrong thing, they're down in Australia, they're going to come after you.
Another plug I want to give in our we only have, let's see, like 2 minutes left with Patrick Wood of CitizensForFreeSpeech.com. Doing a lot. You're doing a lot. You're selling some brochures that help people to be informed about informed consent. How relevant is that today? Say a few words about that and why it's important, not just for all of us, but to perhaps even buy a bunch and give them out to people so they'll be armed with their rights and know what they are.
Right. Our motto here is at CFFS is that we teach civil discourse in an uncivil world. And in order to do that, we help our members by giving them props, if you will, to start conversations with people that are essential conversations to exercise their free speech rights, their First Amendment rights. If you don't open your mouth, you don't have those rights. They're nothing to you.
Mm-hmm.
But people need to speak up. And so, how can you speak up out of the blue with somebody? It's really difficult for most people. So we've created these brochures, to give people a place to start. And we had our good friend and supporter at CFFS, Dr. Russell Blaylock, board certified neurosurgeon, create this informed consent.
And it's hear the music. We got to wrap it up. Where can they get that? The informed consent brochure.
Yep, citizensforfreespeech.org.
That's great. Patrick Wood, always a pleasure. Keep up the great work. You found your mission, and you're helping a lot of others do the same. Thank you so much. When we gonna come back, we're going to have a friend of mine who, and you'll tell we're friends, just a wonderful, wonderful man. You're going to want to meet him, Pastor Stephen Grant. After this, back after this.
Though that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.